case number 10,611, Ronald Messick, southwest of Road 224B, 1,100 feet south of Road 224, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Maureen Holland, 7501 Whitelysburg Road, Harrington, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Holland.
Holland.
H-O-L-L-E-N.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your the request for this?
I'm here tonight as a representative for Mr. Messick, who would be here if he weren't in the hospital. He would like to put a home on this lot that's going to encroach on the sideline setbacks, and he would like to be able to do that by making 4 feet, I think, is what he's asking for. Make the property that's there more desirable for resale. There's nothing there now.
Okay. You want to put a mobile home on the lot?
Yes, sir. I have checked with the county that is able to be done.
Okay. Well, that's fine, ma'am.
What would be the reason that you wouldn't place a home in the same format, if you will, of the lot, long ways instead of?
The septic system.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And the 40-foot setback.
Yep.
Yep. That'll do it. Okay. Okay, are there any more questions for members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No, sir.
Workman? Mr. Mills?
What size lot is this, acreage wise?
60 by 100.
60,000. This is a stick built home?
No, it's a manufactured home, double wide.
Can't be put on there.
It's GR.
Oh, it's GR. Oh, okay.
Okay.
No other questions.
No further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, do you come forward, please, and be sworn in? Ma'am, you can just sit down right up front there.
23159 Argos Corner Road, Milford, Delaware.
Judith Ramirez, 23151 Argos Corner Road.
You both swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm in opposition of this because the lot is so small to try and put a home on. I mean, it's encroaching on my property, on her property, and on another neighbor's property. I just feel that the lot is too small. That's
okay.
So your preference would be to see a smaller home there?
Correct.
Okay.
What do you mean when you say the house is encroaching on?
He's got to get a variance to put the home on, right? Isn't that correct?
Yeah, he's not going over the property lines. You're not suggesting
no, he's
that,
not no. going over the property lines, but I mean.
But it would leave very little in between.
I don't even see how they could get access.
The encroachment is towards your homes.
Yes.
The way that it's off of the side of the Church Street, which is the little alley behind there, it is
there's no
just so tiny there that a double wide would just
leave very little space.
I don't even see how they could get any road access to it after you put the double wide onto it. I mean, it's very small.
Well, they have a 40-foot setback, which will allow road access.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From the front.
Yeah.
But we're talking about from the sides. That's my
idea. Yeah, but they got access to the front of it and access to the back of it, right? So why decide? I mean, they're just going to be encroaching closer to you.
I also worry about, I'm not sure. I really don't know, where their septic goes, but I just worry about...
Well, that's one of the reasons.
How close that septic is going to be.
Would you like to see a drawing of what they have proposed?
I would, actually, because I didn't...
See, they're quite limited in space. And so that's why they need to encroach into the setbacks in order to place any size home, which they're only asking for a 24 by 44, to be able to encroach. Because in the back, they have to meet a 40-foot setback in the front.
Right.
And then they have to have space for their septic. And that's why they're saying they need to encroach.
Okay.
And that's a relatively small home in 24 by 44. Not to say that a stick-built home couldn't be built, but it would be even smaller. I don't know if you want something smaller next to your homes.
That's the best they can do with what they have.
Looks like they're trying to fit what they can in there without going smaller. So I'm not so sure a smaller home would be any better value towards your property, but that's certainly up to you.
Well, I just have concern about this going in with the mm-hmm. small amount of space in between
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just also want to make sure that...
Okay, if you can go back to the microphone, because so it'll be on the tape.
I just want to make sure that, again, this will have no interference with my septic and the drain field that I have back there.
Well, I think the DENREC will probably make sure that it doesn't. DENREC will make sure that the well and the septic, I think, is 100 feet apart or something like that. So, they won't be able to put, if they don't have the proper distances and approval from DENREC, then they wouldn't be able to put a septic there. Okay.
Okay.
So that wouldn't have any adverse effect. Should not have any adverse effect on yours. The only effect it's going to have is that, it is going to be closer to your property line, but I take it that it's a 10-foot side setback, so you could build to within 10 feet of your property line or that property line as well.
So,
okay.
So that wouldn't mean that I would have to go 15 feet from my property line.
No,
I could still
not,
just do the 10.
You could be
even with them being 5 off of my property line.
That is correct.
That's correct. Okay.
So you still in opposition? I mean, you have that right.
I am in opposition because it's such a small postage stamp piece of property for such a big structure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition? No further opposition.
I have a question for the applicant.
Ma'am.
It appears that... What, a 40-foot? No, let's see, 10-foot setbacks. Yeah, 40-foot wide, and you're asking for 44. I'm not sure why you need 5-foot variance on each side. You're proposed a 24 by 44?
Correct.
Am I not doing the math right?
60 minus 44 leaves.
Leaves you 16.
16 feet, 16 which feet. Would be 8.
So I need 2 on each side. Right? If it's a 10-foot.
4 feet.
If it's 44 feet long.
Yeah, you need 16.
8 feet on each side, so you need 2-foot variance on each side.
Correct.
Do they make a 40-foot model?
They do.
Okay, so it is possible to put a different home on there.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,611 under advisement. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,611 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement, and what that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9:00. Okay? Thank you.